Gatvach. I think it's a big zechus to learn now Rabbi Nachman's Torahs, preparing for the amazing day of Rosh Hashanah, which is a very, very big inyan by Rabbeinu, by Rabbi Nachman. I'd like to share again the basis of these shmuzin has been from Rabbi Ephraim Portnoy, who gave the shiurim in the shul approximately 11 years ago. So let's share a few of the thoughts about preparing for Rosh Hashanah. And the basis of the shmuz is on Torah 211 in Likutei Moharan. The Rebbe speaks about how Rosh Hashanah is called the Yom HaDin. It's a day of judgment. The main place where all the judgment takes place is in the mind. Everything is clarified in the mind. And he explains that's why it's important to be by tzaddikim for Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah is the head, literally, of the year. The tzaddikim are called the Rosh. They're the leaders. And therefore, all types of Rosh, the three things come together. The Rosh of the new year, and by the tzaddikim. So let's try to speak this out a little bit. In Sichus HaRan, right, the Rabbi Nachman's wisdom, in chapter 21, he discusses it's important to have good thoughts, to think positive thoughts about Hashem's going to be good to Klal Yisrael throughout the upcoming year, and everything's going to be good for me in this upcoming year. He talks about how it's better not to speak so much on Rosh Hashanah. Why? Why not to talk so much? Because when you talk, hopefully you're thinking about what you're saying, and it influences what you're going to be thinking about over Rosh Hashanah. So he says, make sure not to speak too much, so you shouldn't come to think anything negative over Rosh Hashanah. And this especially holds true for a neshama that's on a higher madrega, which means someone who's more of a baal moach. He's attached to his mind. It's not stam just floating around like most of us, but such a person has to be extra careful not to speak too much in Rosh Hashanah to make sure not to come to think negative thoughts. There's another Torah in Samech Aleph 61, explains that everyone knows Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the whole year, but it's also about everything we do on Rosh Hashanah being a siman or a sign for the upcoming year. Right? There is a minug we have on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, and some people do this on the second night of Rosh Hashanah also, to eat special foods, right? The simanim for the upcoming year should be sweet, like honey. You should dip the apple in the honey. We should have many mitzvahs like the pomegranate, a lot of children like fish. We should have the head, not the tail, the head of the fish, the head of the lamb. All these simonim that we do are in order to symbolize that the upcoming year, it should be a good year. So what does that mean? Let's break it down like on a very simplistic level. I eat honey on Rosh Hashanah, so therefore what? I'm going to have a good year? It's a mitzvah day to eat honey? It's not a mitzvah to eat honey. It's a nice idea, but what's the underlying idea? So it's like this. Hashem wants to judge us on Rosh Hashanah, and he's allowing us to decide how we should be judged. Hashem allows us to decide how we should be judged. How is that? How does it work out? So it's brought down Sforim. They talk about the following idea. More things in Sanhedrin talks about a person who doesn't have a chilek in Olam Haba. A person doesn't believe in it. Since he doesn't believe in it, he doesn't have a chilek in Olam Haba. What, it's his fault? He doesn't believe? Some people, their life situation is, it's hard for them to believe. So, the Sforim explained, the reason is that a person who doesn't believe in Olam Haba, I think Reb Tzadok and others say like this, he doesn't have, it's not a punishment, it's a natural consequence. How could you have something that you don't believe in? The more a person believes in something, the more he can have it. We know Hashem runs the world in two ways. He runs the world through din, judgment, and secondly, Hashem runs the world through rachamim, through his mercy. And when Hashem first created the world, he originally wanted it to be run with din, as is Bereishis Bara Elokim, right? Elokim is the name of Hashem that represents din and strict judgment. But in the end, right, Rashi quotes that Hashem saw he couldn't have a world that would be strict din. So Hashem attached with it also this aspect of rachamim, of mercy. And that's why the next parasha talks about Hashem created the world, he created with Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, which that's the name of mercy, of rachamim. Every year, Rosh Hashanah, every year the world is created brand new. The world was created in Tishrei. Tishrei is spelling the name of the month, Tof Reish Yud, and Tof Shin Reish to the Yud. So it's going backwards. That's like Din. That's when the Osios are going backwards. That's why Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin. So what does it mean, Hashem starting the world? Hashem creates the whole world by judging every individual, Klal Yisrael, the whole world. If a person believes, even though Hashem wants the world to be run with din, but underneath everything, Hashem also wants the world to have rachamim. that if a person believes in that, Hashem's going to judge him with rachamim. But it depends upon how much a person believes in the rachamim of Hashem. If a person only believes in din, the din of Hashem, Hashem says, okay, I'll work with you with midas din. But the more a person believes in the rachamim of Hashem, the more the rachamim is going to come out. Truth is, if you look in the Sfarim, the purpose of the judgment of Hashem is only to break out, to bring out this rachamim. Right? Nothing's pure judgment. It's not pure dinim. The din is the only way of bringing forth the rachamim. And everything Hashem does is ultimately for the good. But sometimes, in order for the good to come, it has to go through something hard or something bitter. But in the end, everything, it's a vehicle to bring us to that place which is ultimately good. However, if a person doesn't believe in that, a person thinks everything is strict, midas hadin, that's going to be the way Hashem works with him. So that's why in Rosh Hashanah, the Yom HaDin, the din Hashem starts with. Hashem starts the whole world with din. The first bris, when the world's all created, Hashem started this. He realized the world can't exist like this, so he attached rachamim to it. But now it's up to us. Now it's our avodas to put the rachamim in. So how do you do that? How do we insert rachamim into the midas hadin? So it's spending Rosh Hashanah with emunah. And the emunah is that even though Hashem wants the world to have din, He also wants it to have rachamim, to think positive thoughts, to try to control our thoughts as much as possible over Rosh Hashanah, to think about how this year should be a good year, this year should be a year with Hashem has rachamim on me, Hashem's going to be merciful with me, He's going to bring only good things out. And the more the person believes that, the more the person thinks about that, the more he brings upon himself in this upcoming year that should be a good. That's what Rabbi Nachman talks about. When he says that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin, and all the judgment takes place, it's in the mind, in the courtrooms of the mind. I think Rabbi Hanach Teller has a book with that title, Courtrooms of the Mind. But that's what it is, that it's up to me to decide for the coming year how it's going to be. That's why in Rosh Hashanah it's very important that even though it's the Yom HaDin, not to get nervous and uptight. You know, we see it's interesting, even though it's Yom Tov, it's a day of tshuva, right? We're still in the 40 days starting with El up till, or culminating, I should say, in Yom Kippur. This is now the first of the Aseret Yimei Tshuva. That's what Rosh Hashanah is. So you look through the Machzor, and you don't find a single place in the entire Machzor where you say the Vidui. We talk about Averos. Now, in the Machzor, in different places, be careful, don't talk about your Averos. It actually is a minhag at the time of Tekiah Shofar, which this year will be on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Some say, people say Vidui quietly. It's based upon the Arizal. Rabbi Busu has a beautiful hesber on that as to why we mention our Averos and do tshuva at the time of Tekiah Shofar, but I don't want to go too far off topic. But in the Machzor they print, like, be careful to say Vidui quietly because it's a Yom Tov. It's not a time to make Vidui. So what is it? You know, is it a time of tshuva? It's not a time of tshuva. So the tshuva now is not to talk about how bad I am, how terrible I was this year, how sorry I am. The tshuva now is to talk about how Hashem is all merciful and how He's going to bring me back and allow me to do tshuva. Throughout the entire month of El, 29 days, talking about Hashem, talking to Hashem and His bodidus, and I've been explaining to Hashem all the mistakes I've made. But now, Rosh Hashanah is not the time to talk about mistakes. The avodah on Rosh Hashanah is to talk about that Hashem is the Melech. So what does that mean? Hashem is the Melech, right? He's an all-merciful king. So there's a nusach that certain Breslover Hasidim have on Rosh Hashanah in the Piyut HaKol Ma'aminim. There's a nusach how to say it. There's a three times where they stop, and they have a lengthier nusach. So one is HaKol Ma'aminim Shehu Rachum V'chanun. Right? I'm not saying in order, but He's all-merciful. HaKol Ma'aminim Shehu Tov U'Meitiv. Hashem is good and He does good. HaKol Ma'aminim Shehu Shove. That Hashem is never changing. Some say HaSovil, Hashem's the patient one. But these are the main ideas that a person needs to bring out and to concentrate and to think about on Rosh Hashanah. Because I did tshuva, and now I'm looking towards Hashem, and I'm looking for Hashem's rachamim, Hashem's mercy. The more I'm believing in Hashem that He allows me tshuva, the more I'll be able to do the tshuva. So Rabbi Nachman explains that this level of tshuva is what we see on Yom Kippur, in the tefillah that Hashem, the mercy of Hashem, should overcome the anger of Hashem. It says, quote, all your mercy should be revealed. So we find there's a famous Gemara in Brachos, Hashem also davens. It's not just we daven. So what does Hashem say? Hashem says, may it be my will that my mercy should overcome my anger, and my mercy should be revealed over all my midos. Hashem Himself davens. And that's an important idea to be thinking about on Rosh Hashanah. The reason Hashem created the world was, the Ramchal and others explain like this, was to be good to us. So he created this world in a way that a person who receives good without working for it, they don't really feel good about it. It's only when you work for something, you feel good about it. Gemara in Bava Metzia like this, Gemara in Megillah like says this, right? Yagati, Umatzati, when you have a Yagia, when you work for something, you feel good about it. Okay, therefore, Hashem made a world of judgment that you work for it and you get paid. You don't work for it, you don't get paid, right? If you do the opposite, Chas v'Shalom, you get paid back for that also. But there's a seemingly, you know, an aspect of something the world could exist. Most people don't seem to be doing what they're supposed to. So Hashem adds on to this midas of rachamim, right? So the pashtus is that's the simple understanding of what to do. But when Chassidus and Kabbalah, we see it's not exactly like that. Go a little bit deeper to bring this point out. The judgment itself, right, is a way for carrying out Hashem's mercy. Really, Hashem wants to be good to us, and the way to be good through us is through the din, through the judgment. But the judgment itself, that's not the goal. It's just, that's the way that Hashem is being good to us by allowing us to have this idea that you work and you get paid. But a higher level would be that I'm working, you know, to understand Hashem's mercy. Rabbi Nosson brings out a mashal for this. You have Reuven gives a present to Shimon. So Shimon's so embarrassed. What, I need a present? Right? I need your money? Right? Are you giving me something? Okay, so that's if they're not really such good friends. But what if Reuven and Shimon are really good friends? You know, like a husband and wife or a father and son? When you have a close relationship like that, so neither one of them are embarrassed to receive a present from the other. I don't know, the contrary, right? Either of it builds the relationship. When a husband and wife receive a present from each other, it's a present, right? I didn't work for it, but in a certain aspect, yeah, I did work for it, right? First of all, I didn't work for it. I'm not embarrassed, but when I'm happy, it shows I have a relationship now. Right? Had I not worked on that relationship, I wouldn't have the present. Same thing with a father and son. We want to get to that point where Hashem is giving us presents. We want to feel and to get to that level where we can receive presents from Hashem and not feel embarrassed. So how is that? How do we get to that madrega? So we have to, first of all, have to appreciate the relationship. And if there is a relationship there, then we worked for it. You know, but to bring this out even a little bit deeper, the way Rabbi Portner was explaining, that the whole Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Tov comes from judgment and it comes from mercy. So if you think, really, who is Hashem? Who's Hashem? Hashem's all merciful. The whole aspect of judgment is just in order there should be freedom of choice. If you only saw Hashem, and it's so obvious to the whole world, I saw Hashem and perceived Him everywhere, then automatically, you know, we'd be doing mitzvahs. Automatically, we'd be doing the right thing. But the whole idea that there's something in the world other than doing what Hashem wants, so Hashem created this whole idea of judgment, that you do it, you don't do it. And that's where Yetzer Hara comes from. The more you understand that really there's nothing else in this world but Hashem, and everything is Hashem's mercy, which is Yetzer Tov. The Yetzer Tov comes from who Hashem really is. He's all merciful. The whole Yetzer Hara, that only comes from a perception that there's something else. Right? There's something else. There's a concept of you do or you don't. The more a person believes and lives with the knowledge Hashem is all merciful, the more he gives strength to his Yetzer Tov. So continue this idea a little bit. The more I think about this world as a place of din, judgment, kitrug, the more I'm going to feel like indulging in it. You know, why does a person feel like eating a chaz or treif, a cheeseburger? Because they think that cheeseburger is real. Why does a person feel like speaking Lashon Hara? Why does a person feel like you know, acting out with midos ros, right? Yetzer Hara in the first place. What do I need it for, right? The reason why is because I think that this world is real. The people are real and negative, and I want to talk about them. I think that people are really bad. I can talk about them, and they're making me angry, and I can act upon that. I think that the people in this world who are doing things, and this is really something I want to look at, something I want to think about, something I want to do, don't want to do. So why do I think the world is real? It's because it's concealed, because I'm not really seeing Hashem. But if I see Hashem, then there's nothing else out there. There's no other, you know, no other desire necessarily to get caught up on. So let me try to bring out things. You know, sometimes a person can get very depressed. You know, my whole life, if I've been so patient and so calm, and suddenly, now I have a temper. So Menachem says, don't get excited. Hashem has rachmanas on you. Your whole life, you thought you didn't have a temper. You thought you didn't have an issue with your anger. And now they're letting you know that you do. So now you can work on it. could be a habit in me that I had to do tshuva for some, I was Mechal Shabbos sometime and I totally forgot about it. And now I need to remind myself there's something about Shabbos I do tshuva for. But all these things that come to us, it's a rachmanis from Hashem. Hashem is being good to me and he's nice to me and he makes these things happen. So I realize that there's something I need to work on. It's not like he made me do an averus, he could punish me now. He made me do an averus, I could bring out that I have to, I have something to work on. Rabbi Nosson says, every single cheder yingel knows that Hashem is rachamim. Hashem is din. Hashem is judgment. Hashem is merciful. We all know that. We took advantage of it throughout the whole year. So now we're going to come and chazal, that person says, it's a gemara in the end of Yuma. The person says, I'm going to do a sin and I'll do tshuva, right? So a person like that, they can't learn to do tshuva. You're taking advantage. A person will come to Yom Kippur and say, what's the point of making vidui, right? One of the things we say vidui for is that I confessed I wasn't real in my vidui itself. I said the words, but I didn't really mean it. So Menachem brings out that if you really understand and you realize what Hashem's rachamim really is, then you can do tshuva on that also. If a person really wants to tshuva, it's not called taking advantage. A person comes to the point where he really wants to tshuva, he wants to stop, looks back through the whole year and realized I was taking advantage. This whole past year I've just been taking advantage. So how can I do tshuva now? But now I really, really mean it. And now I realize who Hashem is. I realize Hashem is going to allow me to tshuva. So with that attitude, I can come and do tshuva. Now I have a Yetzer Tov for the whole upcoming year, and that's my time when the Rosh Hashanah, I should say, is the time when that person develops the Yetzer Tov for the upcoming year. And, we have to, it's hard. We have to have a strength of character to change our midos, and we need Hashem's koach, right? It's an important point. When we realize that ourselves, we can't change, that's the Yetzer Hara. We change because the Yetzer Tov comes from Hashem. And the more Hashem is real to us, the more we come in touch with our Yetzer Tov. So again, just to summarize the main points to bring out is the importance of thinking positive thoughts, the importance of incorporating Hashem's Midas HaRachamim into our upcoming year, to be careful, very big in Breslov is about speaking extra on Rosh Hashanah, not to speak unnecessarily. And with all these things, we should all be zoiche to a kasiva v'chasimatova and a good gebench dior.